Knife for the Lion!
Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Robin Lion.
I'm Richard Lion.
I'm Barbara Lion.
I'm Ben Lion.
And I'm Baby Daniels Lion.
And here they are in the Garden Fate.
How do you like that stupid bear, Bluff?
What's the matter, dear?
3 weeks ago, I told him I'd be glad to handle all the entertainment for the bazaar, and now I hear Joe Benson's running it again.
Well, I think that's silly. If the committee's going to treat you like that, I don't see why we should help them with the garden fete. You're right. I've got a good mind not to send them those cakes I'm baking.
Oh, you send them, honey. It'll serve them right.
Well, you're very sweet to be so broad-minded. Oh, dear, I just remembered. I left the cake in the oven.
Well, I'll give you all a sample in a minute.
Oh, boy, we're guinea pigs again.
Aggie, will you please bring me that cloth? I want to take my cake out of the oven. Never mind, it's out.
Oh, Baby, are you all right?
Yes, but I can't find the cake knife.
Oh, don't bother to cut it, Mother. We're not hungry right now.
I don't want to cut it. I want to scrape it off the ceiling.
You should see my kitchen. There's cake all over the ceiling and caster sugar all over the floor.
Well, don't worry, Aggie. We may not have the tidiest kitchen in London, but it's the tastiest.
Wait a minute, Aggie. It wasn't all that funny.
Oh, no. I was laughing about the cake Mrs. Lion made this morning.
Oh, come on, tell us.
Well, it was supposed to be an orange cake. She put whole oranges in it.
Oh, fine.
Oh, please don't discourage her. She's trying so hard to win a prize at the fete.
Oh, Bambi, come on in the kitchen and see what I've made.
All right, dear.
Come on, boys. Let's live dangerously.
Well, honey, you mean you made all those cakes?
Yes, and that big chocolate cake on the table. Well, who's going to eat the first slice of my fruitcake?
Don't waste it on us, Ma. Save it for the bazaar.
Oh, it doesn't matter, dear. This is a sample cake. Now, who's going to have the first slice? Barbara?
Oh, I'd love it, Mother, but I'm on a diet.
Huh. Well, when did you go on a diet?
2 minutes ago.
Well, then you have the first slice, then.
Oh, no, dear, no. I don't want to be selfish. Let the boys go first.
I'll have a piece, Mommy.
Oh, thank you, dear. I'll get it.
Honestly, he'd do anything to keep out of school.
There you are, Robin. A nice big slice.
Oh, thanks, Mommy.
Robin, don't eat that. You're my only brother.
Stop pulling your mother's leg and let's all taste her beautiful cake. Meanwhile, I'll away and do my dusting.
She's no fool.
Barbara, I didn't expect that from you.
Oh, Mother, I was only joking. You know I'd die to please you.
Then you eat the cake.
Away.
Oh, please don't throw it away.
Well, I'm glad to see one member of my family appreciates it.
Oh, other than that, I'm afraid my chicken might get it.
How can you all be so cruel? You don't know what it means not to be appreciated.
Oh, yes, I do. You forget what that stupid Mayor Block's done to me. But I'm not going to be petty about it. If his garden fate's a big flop, I'll just laugh.
Well, that's very big of you.
Well, it serves him right for turning down the best producer in London.
He did? Who was it?
Me.
Oh, Mommy, when's Aggie starting lunch?
She isn't, dear. We're having a cold lunch today.
Oh, shall I get the cold ham and potato salad out of the fridge?
No. We may as well use up those cold sausages.
Cold sausages?
Honey, I just remembered I have a date at the office. Oh. I'll grab a quick bite at Phillips on the way.
Mother, why don't we have the ham for lunch?
Because he's having lunch at Phillips.
Thanks very much.
We're even now, darling.
All right. Well, goodbye, honey.
Goodbye. Oh, Ben, before you go, will you please move that table? It's in my way.
Which table?
The big one with my chocolate cake on top.
I'll help you, Pop.
Okay, son. One, two, three.
Lift. Now, over to you a bit. Down to the right, Richard. That's fine. Here, set it down here.
Phew. That sure was heavy.
Yes, well, we moved the cake. Now let's move the table.
You. Just one more joke and I'm going after you.
All right, sweetheart. You'll find me at Phillips. Oh, Jackson.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Lyon.
Say, I've never seen this restaurant so crowded. Is it possible to get a table?
Oh, yes, if you don't mind sharing it with another gentleman.
Oh, no, that'll be fine.
Well, then, I'll go and set a place for you while you check your hat and cloak.
Oh, thanks. I won't be a minute.
Oh, waiter, is that Robert Beachy sitting at that table?
Yes, miss. But please don't disturb him while he's having lunch.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it. I just want to sit here and watch him eat.
Oh, waiter. Coming, Mr. Beatty. What is it, sir?
Do you think I could have another small portion of that spaghetti? It was very good indeed.
Oh, I am delighted. Oh, by the way, sir, we're so crowded today, I took the liberty of asking another gentleman to share your table. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, none at all. Why should I?
Well, I thought I should warn you. It's Ben Lyon.
Ben Lyon? Oh, I've always wanted to meet Mr. Lyon. I have a very high opinion of him.
That makes two of you.
No, I'm serious. My grandmother used to love him in films.
Oh, he will be pleased. Ah, here comes a great genius.
Well, good afternoon. I'm sorry about this intrusion.
Oh, I'm delighted. Sit right down.
What will you have, sir?
Well, I'd like two lamb chops without fat, but not too lean. Some French fried potatoes, not too crisp, followed by a coupe jack, about half fruit and half ice cream.
Certainly, sir. And would you like your oysters with or without pearls?
Jackson, there's no need to be sarcastic.
Sorry, sir. I'll get your order.
Honestly, waiters are so rude nowadays. They were polite and attentive to people in my profession when I was a young man.
You know, I envy you, Mr. Lyon. It must have been wonderful living in the time of Sir Henry Irving.
Huh?
You were saying?
Oh, wait a minute. Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Possible.
I could swear I've seen your face somewhere. Do you know where it was?
Well, it's usually up here on my shoulders.
You know, I'll bet you'd photograph well. Ever thought of going into films?
It has crossed my mind.
Oh, then I'll try and arrange a test for you.
Oh, thanks.
You see, I know quite a lot of influential people in the film business.
Well, I'm not surprised. You must have made a great many pictures.
Oh, yes, but the most outstanding one was that dramatic Air Force picture. Did you see it?
No. The only picture I ever saw you in was a little comedy called Hell's Angels.
Here's your spaghetti, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Would the other gentleman like something?
Jackson, don't tell me you've forgotten my chops.
Oh, no, sir. How could I ever forget a face like that?
I'm talking about my lunch.
Oh, sorry, sir. I'll get it straight away.
Isn't that awful?
Tell me, Mr. Lyon, about 6 years ago, weren't you the casting director for 20th Century?
Yes, and I'm proud to say that I discovered some of the biggest stars on the screen today.
And from what I hear, you helped them with their careers, didn't
you? Well, I did my best. After I signed up Marilyn Monroe, I stood behind her for 2 years.
Wouldn't it have been better or more fun to stand in front of her?
Say, you know, that's not bad.
Oh, thanks. Well, look, I'm afraid I'll have to be running along. It's been very nice meeting you.
Well, I've enjoyed meeting you, too. Oh, here's my card. Be sure and let me know if I can ever do anything for you in films, television, or radio.
Well, I'll do that. Well, goodbye, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, just call me Ben. Goodbye, Mr.
My name's Bob. Just call me Mr. Beatty.
Bob. Bob Beatty. Oh, just call me Muttonhead. You still angry with me about those cakes?
Of course not. Sit down. Aggie's just bringing in the tea.
Oh, I couldn't eat a bite, dear. I had a very big lunch with my friend Robert.
Oh, kids, the tea's ready. What'd you say, Ben?
I'm here.
Ellie!
Oh, Robin, what's the matter with you? You almost tripped me.
For heaven's sakes, must you kids come galloping in like a herd of hungry buffalo?
Well, gee, Pop, if we don't beat Robin to the table, there's nothing left.
You're so right. The way he eats, you'd think food was going to be rationed again. Did you you have a nice lunch, Daddy?
Oh, I certainly did. And you'll never guess who I had it with. Go on, guess.
Mrs. Lyon, here's the tea, and I'll bring in some more scones in a minute.
Oh, thank you, Aggie. Oh, Barbara, did you know they're having a sale at Monty's? Oh,
honey, just a minute. Barbara wants me to tell her about my luncheon date.
Oh, tell me later, Daddy. What kind of a sale is it, Mother?
Oh, the most beautiful print dresses. I bought a gorgeous blue and white one.
The boys. Boys, do you want to know who I had lunch with?
Robin, you've eaten all the scones.
So what? Ouch, you pinch me.
Daddy, what did you want to tell me?
I thought you'd be interested to hear that I had lunch with...
Ow!
Robin.
I didn't know you had lunch with Robin.
Pop, tell him to stop.
Robin, be quiet.
Dad, I wish you would concentrate. Now, what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Couldn't that have waited?
Oh, Daddy, stop pouting and tell us.
Well, in case anyone's interested, I had lunch with Bob Beatty today.
What? No. Oh, wonderful.
Imagine it. Robert Beatty actually eating with my father.
And at the same table.
I can't believe it. It's fantastical.
What did he talk about, dear Phil?
A little.
I'll bet he knows Mickey Mouse personally.
What did he say about the new cameras?
Oh, why should he be interested in anything so dull? I'll bet he was talking about movie stars. Right, Daddy?
Well, he did mention the fact that the motion picture business isn't turning out actors like me anymore.
Any other improvements?
What was that, young man?
Any new camera improvements?
No. Bob and I were talking about more personal things.
You called Mr. Beatty Bob?
Well, that's his name, isn't it? Honey, I think I'll go in the den and catch up on some of my work.
All right. I'll go out and see if the afternoon post is here.
Why? When can I tell all my friends about this?
Oh, Miss Barbara.
Oh, yes, Aggie?
I thought you had been over to Mrs. Wimple to pick up the jelly she's entering in the bazaar.
I am.
Well, come on. Robin and I will go with you.
All right. But I have to telephone Russell first. I'll be with you all in a few minutes.
You know what that means. Come on, Robin. Let's go without her.
Okay.
Richard, I just can't believe it. Robert Beatty, a friend of your father's.
Well, he is. They've been friends for years.
Oh, yeah, they're very, very old friends. Of course, Daddy's the oldest. Hollywood. Isn't it thrilling?
Well, what a carry-on. I say, it's funny your father never told me all about this.
Well, you know how shy Pop is.
Oh, since when?
Horace, wouldn't it cause a sensation if a big star like Robert Beatty opened our garden fete?
Jane Russell would be bigger.
Stop being so jealous. You think he'd do it, Richard?
If Pop asked him, he'd jump at the chance.
Oh, yeah. Well, why should Daddy do it? Well, after the way the committee treated him.
All right. Well, come on, Robin. We must get home.
Don't forget my jellies.
We got them. Goodbye.
Ta-da.
Toodaloo.
Oh, it must be thrilling to know a real film star. If I hadn't married you, that's what I'd be now.
Oh, don't talk daft. How could you be a film star with those teeth?
What's wrong with my teeth?
Well, your nose looks as if it's playing the piano.
You're just picking on me because you're jealous of Mr. Beatty.
Now, why should I be jealous of him? I'm as good a man as he is. Perhaps better.
Better, my foot. What can you do that Robert Beatty can't?
Hello, Dad. Hello, Dad. Hello, Dad. Now then, Wilhelmina, does that answer your question?
No. How can you possibly compare yourself with such a handsome, popular star? Why, even your own children are mad about him.
Oh? Well, we'll see about that. David, dear, do you like Robert Beatty?
Yes. Robert is really very whipping.
Well, now, do you think he's as good-looking as Daddy?
Oh, no, Dad. You is much better-looking than Robert.
Well, what makes you say that, my little angel?
Because if I doubt, you bet the day or so.
Yes, I think you're right. Now, what a funny child he is. Run along, my little kitty bitty. And Ethel,
uh-huh.
You go over to the off license and get me a bottle of beer.
Yes, Dad.
Yeah. And I hope the blooming stuff isn't flat this time.
That's right. Moan, moan, moan. If you're not complaining about my looks, you're complaining about your beer.
I'm sorry, my little bird-eating spider. You're quite right. My bitterness was prompted by jealousy. I really think you're beautiful.
Oh, well, that's better.
To me, your face is a lovely landscape. Your eyes are two lonely travelers looking over the bridge of your nose. And when they come to the bridge, they cross.
Oh, you old tease. Well, now I must go and telephone Mayor Block's wife.
What for?
I want to tell her about our friend, Mr. Beatty.
Blimey, now he's our friend.
Oh, Aggie, here are Mrs. Wimple Jelly.
Oh, thank you, Miss Barbara.
Florrie, what are you entering this year?
The same as last time, my bottle fruit.
I'll ask the boys if they'll take everything over to the town hall.
But why can't Ben take it over in the car? The lazy, ill-tempered good-for-nothing.
Because he's too busy with Robert Beatty.
What?
Oh, yes. He won't make a move without asking Daddy's advice.
Aye, they're practically inseparable.
Oh, how thrilling. And to think all this time I've misjudged Ben. B.B., will you introduce me?
But, darling, you've known Ben for years.
No, I mean to Mr. Beatty.
Oh.
I just adore him on Saturday night out.
Why, Aunt Florrie, I didn't know you'd been out with him.
No, darling, I'm talking about his TV program.
Florrie, if you really want to meet him, ask Ben. He's his best friend.
Aye, he is. Well, I think I'll take these things to the kitchen until they're ready to go.
Oh, Bebe. Bebe, have you seen my evening paper?
No, I haven't.
Hello, Ben, darling.
That darn paper never arrives on time.
Ben, you haven't spoken to Florrie.
Go home, Florrie.
Isn't he a witty man? Ben, you kill me.
Stop putting ideas into my head.
How could you speak that way to a lovely woman?
I didn't. I was speaking to Florrie.
Why, you big... oh, you big-hearted, amusing boy. But I was wondering if you'd bring your best friend to my house on Saturday.
Why?
I'm giving a slap-up party in my back parlor.
Well, that's a good idea. I've never known any party whose back parlor needs as much slapping as yours does.
Well, I shall expect you and Bob at 8 o'clock.
Maybe I've gone nuts, but would you mind telling me what she's talking about?
A meeting with Beatty.
Yes, who knows? This summer I'm taking my holidays in the South Sea Islands.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I'd just love to go to Tahiti with Beatty.
Florrie, you're much too meaty.
Well, I can dream, can't I? Oh, well, goodbye, darlings. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
How could you be so rude?
Well, she's just a silly old girl.
Mr. Lyon, a messenger boy just brought this letter. He says it's from Mayor Block.
Oh, thanks, Aggie. I wonder what the silly old duffer wants now. Let's see. Would esteem and a great favor for your valuable time, great experience.
Hey, What do you know? At last he's had to turn to me.
Listen.
Your kind offer has been reconsidered and...
Hey, Pop, wait till you hear. We've made your name famous in this neighborhood.
Richard, I don't like to boast, but I've had quite a name in this district for years.
Oh, yeah, but now you have a nice name.
Boy, be quiet. Daddy, does that mean you're going to handle all the special events?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I wish they hadn't left it so late. You only have 2 days to organize everything.
Then I'll just have to work fast. I want to make this the most successful garden fete they've ever had.
Don't worry about that. Robert Beatty will fill the place.
Well, yes, but what did you say?
Your best friend, Robert Beatty.
You mean they expect me to bring him?
Why not? We told the mayor all you had to do was to ask him.
Oh, fine. This is just fine.
Daddy, he is a friend of yours, isn't he?
Well, yes, sure.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad I've got such a clever, talented husband.
Well, make the most of me while I'm still here, honey.
No, dear.
Daddy's plastered all over the front page.
And tomorrow I'll be plastered all over the neighborhood.
Hey, it's a very nice story. They give you full credit for getting Mr. Beatty.
Now, children, leave your father alone. He's nervous.
I am not nervous.
Before you get in any deeper, I want you to tell me the truth. How well do you know Mr. Beatty?
I know him.
For how long?
Since lunchtime.
Gosh, then he's not even an acquaintance.
No.
Oh, Daddy...
you tell me that people who tell fibs get pulled up to the moon?
Yes, son.
Well, I hope you have a good trip. Ben, who are you telephoning?
Beatty, I'm going to put my cards on the table.
Well, supposing he doesn't remember you?
Don't be ridiculous. He'll remember me, all right.
Barbara, he must know him if he has his private telephone number.
I got that phone number for him.
Oh. Hello?
Oh, hello there, Bob. I guess I don't have to tell you who this is.
Well, the voice is familiar. Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me. I'll get it with my memory system.
Memory system?
Yes, I can always remember a person's name by the association of words. For example, the word heel makes me remember my old army sergeant. Brain, my old school teacher.
Oh, I get it. The right word gives your memory a jerk.
Ben Lyon.
I don't quite understand you. I mean, we had a nice lunch didn't we, together?
As a matter of fact, I heard a lot about you since we met, Ben. You're the chairman of a TV panel game, and you sit on the left-hand side of the desk, don't you?
That's right. Who told you?
Well, the guy in the paint shop. He sold 100 pots of black paint to people who want to black out the left side of their screen.
Very funny.
Pop, ask him about the bazaar.
I'm getting to it. Bobby.
Yes, Ben. Oh, wait a minute, Ben. Oh, thanks, boy. Yes, here you are. The page boy just brought my plane tickets in, Ben. I'm leaving for Paris the day after tomorrow.
Paris? Well, would you be willing to stay on a little while and open a fete?
Open a... What, instead of going to Paris? Oh, that's very funny. Goodbye, Ben.
Goodbye. Have a nice trip.
Oh, darling, stop worrying. It won't help any.
Hello?
Daddy, it's the door.
Oh.
Come in.
Good evening, all. I say, Mr. Earl, wait till you hear my news.
Wait till you hear mine.
Oh, that can wait. The committee's had a silver cup made to present to your friend, Mr. Beatty. Now, what's your news?
I'm afraid you won't like it.
Oh, nonsense. Nothing can upset me tonight, for I'm a Chinaman.
Bob Beatty can't open the fate.
Oh, excuse? You please buy silver cup? Mister... Billy Billy Cheap.
I wonder what's going to happen when everybody finds out.
I'm going to look a proper Charlie.
Wimple, I wonder how much it's going to cost you and me to move.
Well, before we get that desperate, I'd like a word in private with the children.
I think Mr. Beatty's room is somewhere along this hall.
I still don't see why he left it so late. His plane will be leaving in an hour.
Robin, my stupid little brother. That's the whole idea. We're going to keep him from catching it.
But what if Daddy finds out?
He won't. No one would ever recognize us in these wigs and makeup. Oh, here's his room. Robin, knock on the door.
Okay.
Now, don't forget, kiddies, you're a wonderful Spanish act, and you want to get into films.
And don't you forget, you're our American agent.
Oh, well, don't worry about me.
Good morning.
Excuse, please. We are coming in to see you, yes?
I am afraid no. I'm just leaving.
Let me introducing yourself to me. This is... this is my siesta and my brother. And this gentleman is our Americano agent.
Yeah, you all. I'm Wilbur J. Wimple of California.
Wow. An American, huh?
I sure am. Gee whiz. Hot dog and 22 skidoo.
Well, now that you've convinced me, I'm afraid you'll have to leave.
Oh, but, senor, first you must see in our act. Please, we coming inside?
Now, look.
Now, move in, bud, you're crowding us.
Out you go. Well, now that you're all inside, what do you really want?
We are wanting for to showing you our act. We are very good.
Si, si. We are three Spaniards who really know our onions. That is a Spanish food joke.
Ah, we are so happy you are happy.
Well, much as gracious. But I'm sorry, I really must go.
Oh, you will make big mistake if you don't give us contract.
Oh, see? We already played big parts in Moby Dick.
Now, isn't that interesting? I happen to know the man who directed that film. Tell me, boy, do you know Houston?
But yes, it is one of the busiest stations in London.
I thought as much. Now, out of my way, all of you.
Now, wait a minute, guy. The kid was joking.
Mr. Wimple, if you're a theatrical agent, I'm Bessie Braddock.
Well, you certainly lost a lot of weight.
Now, I just got time to catch my plane, so will you please get away from that door and let me out of here?
No! No!
All right, then. Goodbye.
Blimey, went out of the window.
And down the fire escape.
Boy, this garden fate is sure crowded.
Yes, and Robert Beaton's on his way to Paris. Lucky dog.
Oh, Daddy! Daddy, there's a big crowd around the celebrity tent waiting for Mr. Beatty. You simply have to tell them something.
But what on earth can I say? Wimple, help me think of a way out.
Oh, there isn't one. Come on, old friend. I'm right behind you.
Then let's change places.
Yeah.
I feel like a prisoner in the French Revolution facing the mob and waiting for the guillotine.
Oh, you'll be all right, dear, but don't lose your head.
Huh?
Come up on the platform, Mr. L. I'll introduce you.
All right, Wimple.
Let me have your watch, Pop.
What for?
I want to have something to remember you by.
This is no time to be funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, pray silence for your good friend, Menland.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It gives me great pleasure to see all your smiling faces, which reminds me of a very funny story. As I was saying, this is a very funny story about two men who were digging a deep hole in the road, and one man turned to the other and said,
We want Beatty.
Somebody asking for me?
Bob Beatty.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry if I've kept you waiting, but I didn't think I'd be with you today.
Well, that makes two of us.
Just as I was ready to board my plane for Paris, I read in a paper that someone I've greatly admired for many years was interested in making this fate a big success.
Oh, that's darn nice of you, Bob.
Now, this great star is one of the pillars of the motion picture profession.
Oh, Bob.
An artist whose name will never be forgotten either here or in Hollywood.
Oh, look out, Bobby. Any moment they'll think you're exaggerating.
So, as you can imagine, it was no hardship for me to cancel my trip in order to help, even in a small way, this great, warm-hearted star, this wonderful mother, Miss B.B. Dan.
Well, how do you like that?
Life for the Lion, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, and their children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Horace Percival, Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Richard Belairs, Gwen Lewis, and Robert Beatty. The script was by Bob Lark, Ronnie Hambury, and B.B. Daniels. The incidental music was arranged by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Production by Tom Ronald.